The soul is in a dormant state. The body, as long as this Bhagavat Ras is not showered on the Atma, then, until then, the soul cannot be freed from his material conditioning and encumbrances. So the jiva receives this Bhakti Lata Beach by great mercy, Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. This way, to awaken the soul, the soul cannot blossom and flourish by any other means except the mercy of Sri Guru. Rupa Goswami has described the six leaves that appear on the devotional creeper. What are they? Sudurlabha Mokshalagutakrit and the Sandrananda Visheshatma Krishna Karshanicha. So in this way, Shubhada. So by listening to the Raganuga Bhakta, then his Harikata will shower the seed of Bhakti. Then the soul will be awakened. Or else the soul is in a dormant state since time immemorial. The soul is conscious, but he cannot act on his own. Although the soul wants to act according to his desire, he cannot. His mind has captured him. This way, but this jadal rag, this soul is bound by this jadal rag. But who will get this chidanu rag? Therefore, when the sidelong glance of the anuragi jans is had, and by listening from them, then when we listen and then do kirtan, or if any anuragi jan is doing kirtan, we listen to him speak, and then when we do kirtan ourselves, and then when we do smaran, then the soul will flourish. Then kleshagni, all types of miseries, the first leaf that will gradually unfurl in this bhakti lata. What is that? Laya vikshep, kashai, rasaswad, all these different types of anarthas will go away. Vidadharbalya, asmitadusha shakti, everything. This way, when the first two leaves unfurl, then miseries will go away. So say, there's kleshagni and shubhada. Kleshas go away, and then all kinds of auspiciousness awaken in the jiva. But still, just by these two leaves, it is not that the creeper will grow into a tree. Then the two other leaves follow. What are they? Sudurlabha and Mokshalagutakrit. See, mukti, liberation is like a tigress. She'll swallow you. Not advance. So mukti should be undesired. Should not be desired. Then there's Sandrananda Visheshatma and Krishna Karshani Kritacha. For Bhagavan Seva, for Bhakti, if anyone has his desire, then it is called Satcharati. He doesn't know where to go. He's doing Seva, but his Rati has not been fully realized in his heart. He has no Sambandha Gyan. If he listens to Dasaras, then he'll think, oh, I want to serve Ram like Hanuman, or I want to serve like Chitrak, Batrak, Badrak. If he listens to Vatsalaras, then he'll say, oh, I also want to serve Gopal like Nandeshwara. If he listens to Sakya, oh, I want to serve like the Sakas. I will play with Krishna. What is Thai Bhav? The permanent sentiment of his heart is not yet fully manifested. So during this Sandrananda Visheshatma, when the devotee prays to Sri Bhagavan, that I wish to be engaged eternally in your seva. He's on our own, if you only think about our sthayi bhav, it will not happen. You may think, oh, I want to be the prime minister. What will you become the prime minister? Just by desiring as such. So Sharanagati is of the essence. The master, he sees. And then if he sees that he's qualified, then he rewards him accordingly. Ramavadis, they say, Om Brahmasmi. So just by saying Om Brahmasmi, will he become Brahma? But still, he's not different from Brahma. Qualitatively, he's one. But still, Brahma is Brahma, Jiva is Jiva. And even after his liberated, he is engaged in Brahma's seva service. He can never be Prabhu. So someone thinks, oh, I'll be a Brajvasi now. I'll be a follower of the Rajadevis. Or should I go to Sakya, Dasya, or Madhurya? Just by thinking like this, will not happen. And the Jiva has a favorable environment, then this can be realized. You see, a seed will not germinate immediately. The seed has to have some favorable conditions. So, Sarup of the Jiva is eternal. The Mayavadis say that the Atma has no sorrow, that it become one with Brahma. But this is not the case. The Sahajas also say, Zaki Bikis, that just according to one's association, one's sorrow will be realized. If you associate with those in Madhur Ras, then your sorrow will be realized. But this is not possible, because the sorrow is already inherent. In Jayodharma, Raghunath Das Babaji, Vijay Kumar Rajanath, they came. They heard from their guru, but their sorrow was different. When they attained this full-fledged Chaitanata consciousness, then and their Nitya Swarup was realized in their heart, then Vrajanath, he served. He realized, I'm serving in Sakya Bhav. Vijay Kumar realized, I'm serving in Madhurya Bhav. So, they're unlimited Jivas. And you see here in this world, every Jiva has different features. The way they speak, the way they look. Every feature of theirs is distinct. You see, no aspect of Krishna's creation is ever repetitive. They say the sthayi bhava of every jiva is eternal. And after sarup siddhi, there's this realization of sthayi bhava. And until the sthayi bhava is realized, he cannot realize in which rasa I serve Radha and Krishna. And there are different groups also in this Madhurya bhava, not just one or two. Even in the sakhas, there are the Priyanarma Sakas, Sakas, Surat Sakas. So there are many classifications. In the Sakis, Manjaris. So in which group you belong to? How will you realize this? Parashakti, Srimati Radhika, she has this responsibility. As long as you don't listen to the Anuragi Jams, then until then, your soul will not awaken. Therefore, Satyavrat Muni, he says, when you're inundated by these waves of Anandaras, then you'll relish these leelas. Or else, if you just eat a sweet, will you relish this sweetness? Will you be happy by sleeping, by eating whatever you feel like, by wealth? Never. The soul can never be happy under any circumstance, because desire can never be fulfilled. The soul has unlimited desires. So who will fulfill And until his desires are not fulfilled, he'll always be unhappy. So who can fulfill the inner longing of the soul? Bhagavan says, should I fulfill your desires? Still he cannot. Why? Why? Because the soul wants more and more. But when he relishes this Leela Ras, then his soul is awakened. He's established in his self. He's absorbed in his seva. Then his downfall is rectified. And he'll be established in his seva. On its own, the soul cannot enjoy. But now during this liberated state, the soul is always engaged in seva. One who is independent, he'll have independent desires. But one who is not independent, where will he have any separate desires? And that in the service of Sri Krishna. So Satyavrata Muni, during this Damodar Mass, he's showing everyone how to pray to Bhagavan. Itidrik Sali Labhi Ananda Kunde Sagoshini Majantam Vakya Payantam. Saying, oh Prabhu, this Nitalila of yours is Rasamaya. By this Rasa, you have not just inundated Prajabhumi, but the entire creation you have inundated by this deluge of Ananda. So kindly bestow this Ananda Shakti upon me as well. I can also relish this Leela Ras. And this will ensure the auspiciousness of my soul. Tadiyashitagneshu bhaktarji tattvam stavritti vande. Saying, I don't desire any other kind of prema. I don't want jada prema. I don't need any other kind of prema. Not even prema towards mukti. I don't desire that I be loved by another person, that someone worship me, someone make me, that I become, someone make me their master. I don't care if anyone respects me or not, then what do I want? Itidrik, these leelas, where you have become Gopal, small boy, you're wandering happily, delightfully in the streets of Raj, and there you're drowning all the Vrajavasis in this Anandaras. The Vrajavasis, they have no concern about the passage of time. Why? They're only relishing one leela after another, which is flowing in a continuous stream. They don't even know what they'll do tomorrow. They're only full of this happiness, this Anandaras, Leela Ras, this Leela Shakti. So if a person belongs to this material world, he enacts a drama, then by the enactment of such a drama, will he have chitbal, spiritual strength? Why? He will not have. Why? Because his desires for bhoga. So how will he surrender? Why will he surrender? He will not. See, Haridas Thakur, he was doing Nam Kirtan on the way. When he was doing Kirtan, there he saw there was a snake charmer. This snake charmer was making a snake dance. And he was singing this Kaliya Daman Leela. Krishna's dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And how Krishna changed this poisonous nature of Kaliya. Made him a pure devotee. So he was doing Kirtan. Thousands were there. They were listening, and the snake was also dancing. Why? The snake had become absorbed in the mood of Kaliya. Haridas Thakur, he was also listening, and then he started rolling on the ground. He became unconscious. He was weeping. All the Ashtasattvic vikars manifested on his hair, standing on end. And then the snake also came and offered pranams to him. Even the snake charmer, all the people, every one of them came and offered pranams to Haridas Thakur. He took his foot dust on their heads and they became so happy. The kirtan of the snake charmer, it changed everyone's hearts. Haridas Thakur, and especially by his touch, by his darshan, Everyone was so happy, overjoyed. Why? Because Haridas Thakur, he's always absorbed in Snithilila. So by his touch, everyone became happy. And after some time, when Haridas Thakur became a little conscious, he offered pranams to everyone and he left. The snake Sharma again started making the snake dance. Then what happened? There was one Brahmin. So this Brahmin, he also started shaking. And he also started rolling on the ground. And he also started saying, Ha Krishna, O Brindavan. Then the snake charmer, he had one big stick, one big fat one. And then he started beating him. And then this person is saying, Oh, mommy, oh, papa. And he started running away from there. So then everyone was thinking, what kind of snake charmer is he? He's beating this Brahmana so much. He made him run away from here. On the other hand, he took the foot dust, Haridas Thakur. So why is he done like this? Then he said, oh, you're a dongi. You imitate Haridas Thakur. Imitating his actions. You want this pratishta. You desire that everyone worship you. Think, oh, everyone will take my foot dust also. I'll also be renowned. Is a great devotee. I'll also be worshipped by everyone. But he didn't have any prem towards Bhagwan. Is he doing Smaran Kirtan? No. Even the touch of such a person, by his touch one will become impure. In Bengali, there is a saying that the Brahmins of Kali Yuga, they're not like... you see, there are snakes which look like snakes but are not really poisonous. Similarly, there are some who look like Brahmins, but if they don't do Jap Dhyan, if they don't have these Brahminical qualities, then how can they be addressed as Brahmanas? So this Brahmana was one of them. Therefore, he was beaten very badly. So you see, in Kali Yuga especially, the Brahmins, demons take birth as Brahmanas. So this way, if there's a pure devotee walking somewhere, 100 yojanas, means like thousands of kilometers, are purified. Even the air that is blowing from his body, that touches his body, can purify everyone. The pure devotee has such influence on everyone that satkosh, 100 yojanas, his influence spreads in all 100 yojanas. So this atmaras, chitras cannot be given by anyone else except this Leela Shakti or Shri Bhagavan. You see, Ram Leela is full of Karun Ras. Once Gurudev himself would speak this incident. Once Ram Leela was being enacted in a village, there everyone was listening to this Ram Leela. There, even the head of the village, he came. And then what did he do? He took one shoe of his and he threw it at one of the actors. And then one of the actors, what did he do? When this village head threw his shoe at him, he took that shoe and he said, oh, today a Ramayana play is successful. Why? Because you have been so moved by a drama. Because who was this actor? This actor was one of the players who was playing the part of Ramayana, who opposed Ramchandra. Therefore, they became so absorbed in thinking about Ramayana that they wanted to beat up the actors who were playing the parts of being opposed to Sri Ram. So then they said, therefore, our enactment of Ramayana is very successful. So, but especially Harikatha should be heard by Aprakrit, Nishkinchan Vaishnavas, like Sukadev Goswami. Nivritta Krishna Upagiyamana. Then the soul will awaken to its true potential. Then you will start working in the proper way. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has written that these six leaves, they gradually unfurl when you're engaged in sadhana bhajan. And then the sadhaka, what does he do? He becomes the gardener. And by Shravan Kirtan, he waters the seed, this Bhaktilata beach. But he should also be careful to cut the sub branches and the weeds that grow around this Bhaktilata. As gradually, when the consciousness starts to awaken, And then what happens? The creeper starts to flourish. But the creeper is advancing. What are these sub-branches? Well, what do? They stunt. They stunt the growth. The growth of the Bhaktilata is stunted by these sub-branches. What are they? Sub-branches are the desires for Lab, Puja, Pratishtha. Saying, oh, they're giving, someone is giving 10 lakh rupees. I'll go do Katha there, go speak Katha there. I'll do Yajna there. There, I'll initiate everyone with this Gayatri Mantra. Someone says, oh, come here. Okay, speak the Ram Mantra. Okay, I'll initiate you with the Ram Mantra. Someone says, oh, please worship Ganesh Ji for me. No, it's Ganesh Chauth, Ganesh Chaturthi. You get 1 crore rupees. Okay, I'll use this 1 crore for Krishna Seva, so I'll also worship Ganesh. Someone asked Swami Prabhupada, if you give us the order, I'll worship Ganesh Ji. Swami Prabhupada said, even if you give us 10 crore rupees, 100 crores, we will not worship anyone else except Krishna. We'll worship, we'll respect everyone. But for Krishna, he is Arishtadev. Else we will not worship them as separately as being independent from Krishna. So if we accept what these people have to give, then our bhajan will cease. And we can no longer do bhajan. If you want to do bhajan, then ititriks alilabir ananda kunde sagosha nimajantam akhyapayantam tadeshitagneshu bhaktarjitattam puna premadastam shatavritti vande. If you want to achieve this prem, this Bhagavat prem, then what can you do? Because even Bhagavat Seva cannot be rendered without prem. One day you'll do some drama, but will you do this drama for like many days on end? One day you'll speak Lada Harikatha, you'll organize a big feast for everyone, many things, and the next day, nothing. Like one day there was a Muslim, he was saying, oh Allah, 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 saying, oh, and the next day, no namaz, no nothing. Right? Because as long as he doesn't have this Bhagavat Shakti, Bhagavat Prem, then how can one do Bhagavat Seva? Render this Bhagavat Seva. Therefore, to relish this Leela Ras means we have been engaged in this Shravan and Kirtan. And then, by being empowered by the Shuddha Bhaktas, then the soul will gradually be released from its confines. Means he will no longer be engaged in this material world. He'll be established in his true self. Then he will do bhajan without any obstruction. No one can trouble him. All the angas of bhakti, like Shravan, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaran, they asked Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu asked him, who taught you the Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran? He said, did your guru teach you? He said, what can my guru possibly teach me? Sanda and Amarka, who are they? Two sons of Shukracharya. One is Sanda, means one is like the bull. One is the Amarka, means one is like the monkey. Prahlad said, Matirna Krishna, Parato Satava, Mito Vivadeta, Grita Vitanam, Danta Gubishram Damisham, Puna Punascha, Rita Charvidanam. He said, they're like camels. Say, camel is chewing thorns. And he's tasting his own blood actually. He's drinking his own blood. His mouth is being pierced by these thorns, but he's very happy, thinking, oh, I'm relishing these thorns. So what in these two teach me? They're like camels. They're only chewing that which is chewed. They're throwing it away and again they're chewing this vishaya. They're only absorbed in this material enjoyment. What can they teach me? Their mati, their conscience is not fixed on Krishna. So who can they teach me? So Hiranyakashipu said, who is teaching you all these things? Surely my enemy is coming and teaching you. And call these two. He said, hey, are you teaching Prahlad all these things? He said, oh Maharaj, we are not teaching him all these things. And he said, go now. And make sure that he doesn't speak like this before. Make sure no one influences him. If anyone comes, send him away. They say, and his guru, they chastised Prahlad, saying, hey Prahlad,
you learn all this samdham, neti, this mundane politics, dissension, all these things. And then Prahlad, he called, he rounded up all his classmates. He said, hey, all of you come here to Nam Kirtan. Because dharma should especially be followed from childhood, and one is 5 years of age. But they said, oh, no, we want to enjoy, we'll study, when we'll grow big, then we'll do Nam Kirtan. He said, no. Can you even, is when 1 day of your life guaranteed? Out of 100 years, 50 years is lost in sleeping. And then when one becomes old, how can he do anything? Before he only had one head. But when one becomes old, he has three heads. Why? He has one head and then he has two heads on his knees. Even his two knees, they crumble. So they also become like two heads. He has three heads. And this way, 20 years is lost in education, employment. And so, one is always engaged as Boga, then how can you do bhajan? Therefore, Komarachat Prakya Dhaman Bhagavataniya. From your very childhood, you do this kirtan. And Prahlad, he spoke so much Harikatha. And there, his guru said, hey, what are you doing, Prahlad? And then even the gurus changed. They thought, oh, he's distributing this anandras to everyone. And then Kashyapu heard, oh, even Sanda Namarka doing kirtan, dancing, Prahlad is doing kirtan, all the demonic children are doing kirtan, everyone is doing kirtan. Then Hiranyakashyapu said, send everyone, beat all of them. See, the demons, they did so many things to kill Prahlad, threw him off the cliff, tried burning him, so many things, but Prahlad was even they could not do anything to even small part of his body. Why? Because one who's established in this self, in this Atma Chetanata, what can possibly trouble him? How can he possibly be fearful of any circumstance? So Tasmit Madhurvam Piyusha Charita. So one listens to this Bhagavata from the Anuragi Bhaktas, and Tasmin Manmakratam Yuvit Charitra Piyusha Shesha. So this is if this flow of Harikatha is emanating from a pure devotee, then all your shock, all your lamentation, illusion, fear will be dispelled. Why? Because you'll be intoxicated, maddened by relishing this Bhagavat Ras. Satarat Muni is telling everyone that pray for this, that this Harirasa can madden you. Where can this Harirasa be had? And the gopis, they would say, even if we sell the entire world, can this Harirasa be had anywhere? We're ready to sacrifice everything. The gopi said, Tavagatamritam tapta jivanam kaviriditam kalmashapam shavanamangalam shrimadatatam vikranthide puridajana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you should never see a king, a Vishai, slave drinking poison, or to speak of touching him. Don't accept anything that he has to give. Then Prataparudra Maharaj, when Mahaprabhu is in Balgandhi, Jagannath Vallabh Vatika, when this Upal Bok was offered to Jagannath, then Mahaprabhu, he was resting under a tree. Then Maharaj Prataparudra, he wore the dress of an ordinary person. And there he was doing kirtan, Gopi Git. And there he was sitting near Mahaprabhu and he was massaging Mahaprabhu's feet and reciting this Gopi Git. What is the ultimate form of auspiciousness? Swarup. This is this Bhagavad Katha. This instills life in everyone. And especially cools one who has been burnt, scorched by these miseries. And just by listening, this mangal will be had auspiciousness. Except for this, there is no other way. So Satvarat Muni, he was saying, so if any such person does Bhagavad Katha Kirtan, such an anuragi devotee, then you pray to him. You pray to Bhagavan that this rasa that he is showering, may we relish this rasa for eternity. Because this rasa strengthens one, nourishes one, engages one, absorbs one, connects one to Bhagavad Seva. Else in other kinds of rasa, you'll get something, but after some time, you enjoy that kind of rasa and you leave, saying, oh, you want something else. But after having this rasa, you'll not have any other desire. You'll have no other wish. So Satyavrata Muni is praying through these shlokas. He's giving this chetanata. He's giving everyone this sentience. So here in the fourth shloka, it is said, Param Deva Moksham Amoksha Vadimva. Saying, oh Dev, oh Prabhu, you're transcendental, you're divine, you're especially competent in awarding benedictions to us. Krishna is always ready to give these blessings, benedictions, saying, take something from me. Because what does he do? By giving bhakti and mukti, he cheats everyone. He says, take this enjoyment, liberation, go away from here. In bhakti, he keeps it in within his heart, he never gives. Saying, you want, take and go. Once there was one person who was blind, he was also lame, he could not walk. He came to Shivji. He said, oh, Bolinath, oh, Ashutosh, you're easily pleased. You give everything to everyone, give me something also. I'm poor, I have nothing. I'm blind, I'm lame. I can't walk, so now I've come to your shelter. So now, because of my karma, I'm enjoying the fruits of my karma, suffering rather. So please, Shiv Thakur, give me something. He said, Shivji said, I only have one condition. I'll only give you one blessing. You only ask for one. Don't ask for two or three. So Shiv Thakur thought, okay, he'll ask for his eyes or he'll ask for legs that he can walk properly. So the blind man said, all right, I'll only ask for one blessing. What is that? That with my own eyes, I want to see my grandson on my lap. And then on a golden plate, I can feed him rice, sweet rice, on a golden plate. Then Shivji said, oh, and he's not even married, then how will he have a son? Then where will he get a grandson from? Where will he get this golden plate from? If he doesn't have eyes, then how can he possibly see? And if he doesn't have legs, then how can he possibly keep his grandson on his lap? And Shivji said, oh, you're very intelligent, huh? You also asked for a grandson, golden plate. You asked for eyes, legs, everything you asked in only one benediction. So Satyavrata Muni is saying, don't try to cheat Bhagwan, or else you yourself will be cheated. Saying, oh Varam Deva, oh Dev, you can give any blessing you feel like. I don't want any of these blessings. What do I want? Namoksham Namoksha Vadhimva. They're fine guidance of mukti. Salokya, Sarupya, Sarshti, Samipya, Sarupya. He's trying to have a form like Bhagawan. You see, in Vaikuntha, everyone is 400. Saying, oh, I want to be like Bhagawan. This is Sarupya. Salokya means to achieve residence on the same planet as Sri Bhagawan, like Dhruvloka. Dhruva, he had this. Sarshti means to have the same opulence like Bhagawan. And Sarshti means to have the same opulence like Bhagawan. So, in this way, we don't want these kinds of mukti. When moksha avadi, don't want the ultimate limit of moksha also. What is the ultimate limit of moksha? Actually, Vaikuntha Vas, residence in Vaikuntha. I said, I don't want that also. Achanyam Rinayam Vareshara Piha. Annacha means etc. Say, I don't want anything else. Then what do you want? Then he's saying, Idam Teva Purnata Gopala Balam. He's saying, as long as I'm in this body, or Nath, or Prabhu, then I'm always bound. And I'm always bound by this subtle body, gross body. I desire that this Atma of mine be having darshan of your Gopal Swarup. Offer myself in your seva as Gopal. I have no other desire. And if you wish to give anything else, then I don't want. I only want to do Shravan Kirtan. I only want to do Shravan of Lila Katha.
This I want to have darshan of your Gopal Swarup eternally, be engaged in your seva. Therefore, don't want this dharmarth kam moksha or the ultimate limit of moksha Vaikunthavas. If you want to give me any benediction, then I only ask for this blessing. What is that? Give me this one benediction that I can practice Navada Bhakti, ninefold devotion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Navadvip, appeared in Navadvip. What did he do? In Braj, there are 12 forests. So Mahaprabhu was thinking, when I will appear, then as long as the jivas, the jivas are not surrendered to Bhakti Devi, as long as they are not competent to follow the limbs of Bhakti, then they are always rendered unfortunate. So how can I make them, inspire them to engage, following the limbs of Bhakti? Wherever I'll go, I'll take Bhakti Devi. Mahaprabhu didn't take Mukti Devi along with him. He brought Bhakti Devi with him. And he brought this Peetasthana Navada Bhakti. Means the very seat of ninefold devotion. Now the Dham is the very seat of ninefold devotion. Each island of Navadvip Dham embodies one particular limb of Bhakti. So Mahaprabhu would wander in nine islands. Just as Krishna wandered in the 12 forests of Raj to distribute these 12 rasas. Similarly, Mahaprabhu, he would, along with all his students, everyone, young, old, alike, everyone, wander from one island to another. Sometimes he'd go to Shravanakya. Sometimes he'd go to that island which embodies Shravan. Sometimes he'd go to that island which embodies Kirtan, like Godhroom. In this way, Mahaprabhu would make everyone follow the limbs of Bhakti. Therefore, even now at Guru Varga, what do they do? When Navadvip Parikrama goes on, they take everyone along with them, saying, on your own, you cannot follow this bhakti. You think, oh, every day I listen to Harikatha. But after 2 days, you'll become restless. Then you'll have no other desire. You'll become sleepy, tired. And how can you possibly listen? Parikshit out for 7 days, night, 7 days, 7 nights, continuously, without drinking anything. But can we even sit still for 1 hour? The mind becomes restless, the body starts troubling us. So when can I leave from here? I can't sit here any longer. Too much for me, 1 hour. You don't have ruchi in Shravan. And Kirtan Smaran, that is even far away. That's further away. So Mahaprabhu, Navadvip Dham, he made everyone established in these angas of bhakti. He made sure that how everyone can properly follow these limbs of bhakti. And so he would give his kripa to everyone. And then this way, by following the limbs of bhakti, shakti will be had. And this way, there will be ruchi, ruchi lavaikan for Bhagavan's seva. So Satvarat Muni is saying that, I don't need anything else. I know you're capable of affording me any benediction, but just give me this tendency to follow ninefold limbs of devotion. Say, no, may your Gopal Swarup always rest in my heart. Because if we don't have bhakti, then even if Bhagwan appears to us, then what will we do? See, a person, he goes to the market, buys nice things, makes a nice ashram. But you see, even though he's made a nice ashram, there are no festivals in that ashram. It seems he just made a villa for himself, nice house for himself, and there he's nicely enjoying. And there he's only made, there he's established the deity, but the deity is only standing there like a statue. Like Brahmin, he comes, rings the bell 3-4 times, and he offers like some 3-4 pieces of banana, and then he leaves. And then big festivals, or he does collection one day, a nice festival, and then after that, just closes the temple, and nothing happens then. So is that Bhagavat Seva, or is he trying to cheat Bhagavan there? Satvarat Muni is saying, I don't want anything like this. Just appear in my heart and let me follow these limbs of bhakti eternally. Now we listen tomorrow. Hari Hari Bol.